Shalom to all. In today's Afternoon Mishnah, we're going to be learning Maseches B'chayros, Perek Beis Mishnah Vav, all the way through Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph. And on to Mishnah Vav with more detailed cases. Rachel Shaloi Bechra. We have a female sheep that did not yet give birth, V'yado Shnei Zacharim, and then the first time it gave birth to two males, to twins, and V'yado Shnei Roshein Ke'echad. Their heads both came out at the same time. So Rabbi Yosi Gleim says, Shneim L'Kayin, both of them were given to the Kayin. Shneim of the Pasuk says, HaZacharim LaHashem, the males are to Hashem. And he understands that to literally mean that if both males came out at the same time, so both have kedushas bechar and they have to be given to a kohen. However, chamer and chum say efsher. That's impossible. Meaning efsher sound same. It's impossible. They both came out literally the same time. It has to be the one's bechar and one's not. Therefore, el echalev echal kohen. One is to him. One is to the kohen. Reb Tarfon says a kohen bar la yaseyafe. The kohen, he chooses the nicer one, the more geshmak, juicy, fatter of the two. And we could say that that's the one that came out first, and therefore the kohen gets the nicer one. However, Rekiva says that no, mishamnin beinehen. That which is in between them is the fatter one. In other words, Rabbi Kiva holds the opposite. They don't know for sure which one came out first, and it's a classic principle of Hamotzi Mechaver El Varaya. If the Kohen wants to take the fatter, juicier, more geshmak one, he would have to prove that came out first, and since obviously he can't, he doesn't get it, and the owner, he gets to keep the more juicy, geshmak, fat one, and he gives the weaker, thinner one to the Kohen. Now, Vashini, the second one, meaning the one which is kept by the owner, Yirache Stoiv, it has to graze until it gets a mum, and only then it's allowed to be eaten, because still it's Safik Bechar. It might actually be the Bechar, might be the firstborn, and Yisrael is not allowed to eat a firstborn unless, of course, it has a mum. So that's why he's allowed to keep it. It's his. He doesn't have to give it to the kohen, but he's not allowed to eat it until it gets a mum. And also, v'chayv matanos. It's chayv matanos. This has to do with near the end of Maseches Chulin, as we mentioned briefly two Mishnayos ago. The concept of matanos is that when regular chulin animal is shechted, parts of it have to be given to a kohen. So this is considered chulin to the extent that it's chayv matanos. He has to give parts of it to a kohen. However, b'yasi paters, and that's because al tzad there was a suffix that maybe it is a Bechar, so it's part from Matanos. Now, what about the following? Meis Echad Mehen, one of these two twins died before they were able to decide which one goes to the Kain and which one the owner keeps. So, Reb Tarfon says, Yechloiku, the remaining one has to be split. Whereas Rekiva says, no, Hamas Yimachavir Al Varaya, the one who wants to take from the other one, he has to bring the proof, and that means the Kain would technically have to bring a proof that this one that's remaining was the Bechar, and since he has no way of proving that, the owner gets to keep it and he does not have to give it to the Kain. Lastly, let's say the twins that were born to this mother was Zachar Unikeva, it was a male and a female, and we don't know which one came out first. Ainkan Lakayan Klom, the Kohen doesn't get anything because obviously he wants to say that the male came out first, but since he doesn't know that, once again we would say Amatsi Mechaver El Varaya, and he can't prove it, so Kohen doesn't get any of these animals. And we discuss more cases of Bechayra, and these are very similar to cases that we had in the first parak regarding Petach Hamor, and these are just talking about a kosher animal. So the Mishnah Zayin tells us, Shtei Rechele Shalei Bechru, a person has two female sheep that neither of them had ever given birth, and V'yoldu Shnei Zacharim, both of them gave birth to males. So Nishin Shnei Lakayan, both of them have to begin to Kain, that's even if they got mixed up and we don't know which one is from which mother, it doesn't make a difference. Both of them are for sure Bechars, so both of them have to be given to Kain. Now let's say Zachar and Keva, one gave birth to a male, one gave birth to a female, and we don't know which one gave birth to which, it doesn't make a difference. Hazachar le Kain, the Zachar still goes to the Kain because the Zachar is for sure firstborn. However, let's say Shnei Zachar and Keva, these two are Chelois, both of them give birth to males, one of them gave birth to just one male, one of them gave birth though to a male and a female, and we don't know which one is from which. So for sure, one of the Zacharim over here is a Bechar, the other Zachar is a Suffolk Bechar, because maybe the Nekeva was born first, but again, one of the Zacharim for sure is a Bechar, so Echalev Echal Kain, one of the Zacharim he gets to keep, and one of them he has to give to a Kain. Now the question is, which one does he have to give to a Kain? So here we have this Machalikas in the previous Mishnah. Reb Tarfon says, a Kain Bar Laisa Yafe, the Kain he gets to choose the nicer one, whereas Reb Kiva says, no, Mishamnin Beinein, the fatter one is between the two of them. In other words, as we explained previously, according to Reb Kiva, it's a Matzmir Chaval Varaya, the Kain has no right to choose the nicer one. Who says that's the one that's the Bechar? So he actually has to take the weaker, skinnier one. However, even though the owner got to keep the juicier, fatter, geshmaker one, that doesn't mean that it's 100% not a Bechar. It's still Suffolk Bechar, and therefore, Vasheni, the second one, the one that the owner got to keep, Yira Achi Stoiv, it has to graze until it gets a mum, and only then he's able to eat it, because maybe it's a Bechar. But nonetheless, Chayv Matanos, it's Chayv Matanos. When he shechts it, it's considered chulin to the extent that he has to give certain parts to the Kain. That's what the Matanos are, which Rabbi Yossi Pater is it for Matanos. Now, let's say Meis Echon Mehen, one of these two Zacharim died before they made the division. So Reb Tarfon says, Yechalikku, they have to split the remaining one. Or Reb Kiva says, no, Hamatzi Mechaver El Varaya, the one who wants to take from the other one, he has to bring the Raya. It's not for sure that this one remaining is the Bechar, and so the Kain would have to bring a proof that it is, and since obviously he can't bring a proof, he doesn't get to keep it. Now going back to the original situation, we have our two female sheep that never gave birth, and then they did give birth, and what was it to? Shtei Nekeves Uzachar, two females and a male. Ahi Shnei Zachar Mushtei Nekeves, two males and two females. So in both these situations, since we have two females, we are are not so sure which one was born first. Was the female born first or was the male born first? And therefore, ain kan l'kohen klum, the kohen doesn't get anything because none of the male animals over here are for sure a bechor, so the kohen doesn't get anything. Moving on to Mishnah Ches, achas becher v'achas shloi bechra. A person owns two female sheep. One of them had already given birth before and one of them had not. V'yolta shnei zecharim, and both of them gave birth to males and then they got mixed up. We don't know which one is from which mother. It doesn't make a difference. One of them is for sure a bechor, and therefore, echel lei v'echel l'kohen, one of them goes to him, one of them goes to the kohen. And again, it's the same machlokes. Which one goes to him and which one goes to the kohen? Rav Tarfon says, HaKohen bar elai se'afe, the kohen, he gets to choose the nicer one. Whereas Rav Kiva says that no, mishalim b'nehen, the fatter one is the difference between them, and the owner gets to keep the nicer, more geshmak one. V'hasheni, and the second one, meaning the one the owner's keeping, yir ache stoiv, it has to graze until it gets a mum, and only then it's allowed to be eaten. And v'chayv matanois, when the owner shechts it, he does have to give its certain parts to the kohen. Or Rav Yisri paters. And here we have an explanation. Why is that? Shachar b'yisrael, Rav Yisri says, kol shechalifu b'yad kohen, anytime that we have a suffix that the other one is by the kohen and the owner got to keep one of them, pater mina matanois. It's pater from matanois because it's a suffix. Which our mayor Mechayev Meir says is chayev. And we continue with the same situation. Meis echer mehen. Let's say one of these two sveikas died. So Rav Tarfon says yachleiku. The remaining one has to be split. Whereas Rav Kiva says no. Meitzu b'chaver el v'raya. And since the kohen is obviously not able to bring a raya, which one is the one that's alive? So he doesn't get to keep it. Now let's say these two animals that we were talking about at the beginning of the Mishnah. Remember, one of them had already given birth and one of them had not yet given birth. What did they give birth to? Zachor nekeva, a male and a female. So Inkan l'kohen klom over here as well. The kohen doesn't get anything because it's possible that the male was born to the mother that already had given birth previously, so this is not considered a bechor, and therefore the kohen doesn't get anything. And the Mishnah tells us, yotzei doifen v'aba acharav. A yotzei doifen, which we've mentioned previously, means literally coming out of the wall. In other words, this animal was born by cesarean section. They had to cut the mother's stomach open to take the animal out, and the next one that was born afterwards, that was born regularly, so Rav Tarfon says, shneim yirat shustavu. Both of them have to graze until they get a mom, because they're both suffik bechor, v'yachol mum l'baylim, and they have to be eaten in their state of mom to the owner. He doesn't have to give it to the kohen because it's a suffik bechor, but still has to be treated like a suffik bechor. However, Rav Kiva says, shneim einan bechor. Both of them are for sure not bechor. Why not? Because a rishon, the first one, mishum she'ena peterechem. It's not peterechem. Peterechem literally means, are the first one of the opening of the womb, and the first one wasn't born through the womb the normal way. It had to be taken out of the mother's stomach, so it's for sure not a bechor. And Vashini, the second one, mishum shekadomei acher. That's because something came before it. It's not the first one that was born. It was another baby that was born from this mother animal, and therefore neither of them are bechor at all, not even suffik, and that's how we paskin. Moving on to Parak Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, we continue to discuss suffik bechor. Halakech b'him anachri, if a person buys an animal from a non-Jew, ve'ein yudum bechorim loy bechra, he doesn't know if it had given birth yet or not. So Rishmal says, there's an easy way to determine. Eiz bas shnasa v'adil kayin. If he had bought a goat within its first year of life and it gave birth to a male, so that for sure goes to a kayin, because a goat cannot give birth before its first year. So as long as he bought it within its first year of life from the non-Jew and it gave birth to a male, so that's for sure a bechor. However, mikan ve'elech, suffik. From then on, if he bought a goat that was already after its first year of life, so then it's a suffik. We don't know if it had given birth before. Now, Rachel bashtayim, a female sheep within its first 2 years of life, v'adil kayin. If that gives birth to a male, it for sure is to a kayin because it can't give birth before this. However, mikan ve'elech, suffik. From then on, it's a suffik. And par v'chamar, a cow or donkey, b'nois shalosh, that are within their first 3 years of life, v'adil kayin. That male is going to go to the kayin for sure. Mikan ve'elech. From then on, it's a suffik. However, Amalei Rav Kiva told him, ilu bivlad bilvad habehema niftares. If the behema is going to be pater from bechira just by having a child, so hayikad v'recha would be exactly like you said, that if you bought a goat that's older than a year old, or a sheep that's older than 2 years old, or a cow or chamar that's older than 3 years old from a non-Jew, so you're 100% right. It's very possible they had a baby beforehand, and therefore any new baby that's born to the Jew would be a suffik. El Amru, however, Chazal said that simin havlad bebehema daka tinuf ubegasa shilyo beisha shvir v'shilyo, that there are certain simonim, certain signs by animals and even by people, that if this thing came out of their body, it's considered, at least from a halachic standpoint, that this thing had already given birth, even though it's not a viable animal, by a small animal such as a goat or sheep. If tinuf came out, it means like pieces of blood came out of the animal, or gasa, large animal such as a cow, if some sort of sack of skin came out of it, that's considered like an animal that was miscarried, and by a woman as well, a shvir shilya, which is some sort of form which looks like a person but it's not actually a person, that's also some sort of miscarriage. In any situations, it's considered like something was given birth to, and therefore the next animal or baby that would be born to the woman is not considered a bechor. And so therefore, says the Mishnah Zaklal, this is the rule. Kol sheyadua shebechra, if it's known 100% that it already gave birth by the non-Jew, and then it gave birth when it was already owned by the Jew, ain kan l'kohen klom, the kohen doesn't get anything. It's not even a suffik. And v'chol sheloi bechra, if it's known for sure that it did not give birth yet, so when it gives birth to a male, male by the Yisrael, hareza l'kain, that goes to the kain. However, im safik, if it's a safik, ye'achal mum le'bailim, it's eaten only once it gets a mum by the owner, and once again, that's because the kain can't prove that it's a bechar, so the owner eats it, but he has to treat it like a safik bechar. Now, we conclude the Mishnah with just one more memra regarding if something was miscarried, what that din would be. So, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Emor, he says, behema gasa sheshafa chararas dam, if a large animal, such as a cow, if what came out of it was a chararas dam, like a big piece of blood, like a cake of blood of sorts, harezu tikaver, that has to be buried because that's treated like an actual miscarriage of an animal. So that's considered like a bechar that died, so it has to be buried. And memela of a nifter b'mina b'chayra, this animal is now pata from bechar because it's already considered like it gave birth. So when it gives birth to the next animal, which is a real viable, perfectly fine animal, it's not considered a bechar. And the Mishnah tells us from Shimon Gamliel, Emor Shimon Gamliel says, halakecha b'hem menika min hanachri, if a person buys a nursing animal from a non-Jew, meaning he buys the mother cow along with its baby that's nursing from it, he doesn't have to suspect that this baby animal that's nursing from the mother is really a different cow's baby, and therefore when this cow that he just bought has a new baby, it would be considered a bechar. It's definitely not. This baby animal that's nursing is nursing from its mother. Similarly, if a person goes into his own flock, and he sees two different animals nursing their young, ones that had already given birth and ones that had not yet given birth, all of a sudden he sees them nursing little babies. He doesn't have to suspect that they decide to trade babies for the day, and this one's nursing that one's and the other one's nursing the first one's. He could be certain that each one is nursing its own baby, and then that means he would be going over to the one that had not yet given birth, and that animal that it's nursing is a bechar and would have to be given to the kayin. And moving on to Mishnah Gimel, we continue to discuss dinam of bechar now in regards to another halacha, that is the iser of giza. We are not allowed to shear, we're not allowed to cut off the wool of an animal that's a bechar. That's an iser, it's kodesh, it's a carbon, so you can't shear the wool and use it for your own benefit. So Rabbi Yosef Shalom Eimer, he says as follows, HaShechet is a bechar, when one is shechting a bechar, but the problem is, let's say it's a sheep and it has a lot of fluffy wool by its neck, and it's very difficult to shechta like that, and if you go to the shlachtoys, the place where they shecht animals, you'll see that they actually take a hair cutting machine and they cut away all of the wool from the neck to make it easier to shecht. So that's what he wants to do, not a problem. He can make a place for the knife over here and over there, meaning on the neck, and he could pull out that hair, as long as he doesn't move it from its place. In other words, when he wants to shecht the animal, it's not a problem. He pulls out the hair that's by the makam hashchita. He's not allowed to cut it with regular scissors or with a hair cutting machine, because that's a normal way of shearing it. He just has to pull it out, and also he's not allowed to move it from its place. He has to leave it next to all the other wool that's still attached to it, because that way he's showing that he's not using it at all. He's simply taking it out from the neck area so that he could do a proper shechita. So too, if he pulls out the hair in order to see a mum, if he has a bechar and he wants to see whether or not it has a blemish, is he able to bring it as a carbon or not? So he has to pull out some hair. It's the same thing. He's allowed to pull out that hair. It's not considered like he's shearing it, but he has to leave it in its place so that it's clear that that's why he's doing it. And we're discussing the hair or the wool from a bechar. Now we know, as we said before, that giza and avoida, shearing and doing work with a bechar, is completely usur. That's even with a bechar that's a baal mum. If a bechar baal mum was shechted and it had wool on it, so that the kain's allowed to benefit from. The other side of the coin is that if wool was taken off or was shorn while the bechar was alive, it's usur. But what about the following case? So Mishnah Tal tells us, sa'ar bechar baal mum shenashar v'nicha b'chaloin, hair or wool from bechar baal mum that fell off and the kain took it and he put it in the window, he was saving it. And then afterwards he shechted the bechar. So Akiv ben Malalel allows benefiting from this hair that had fallen off while it was alive. Rabbi Huda's opinion of the machlokes. Now Amar Rabbi Yosi says lebeze hiter akavya, wasn't just in this case akavya was mater. Actually, even the chacham agreed akavya in this situation that the hair is mutter, and that's because since the bechar was shechted properly, as we had said at the beginning of the Mishnah, that after it's shechted, the hair that's on it is permitted. So too regarding hair that fell off of it before it was shechted, that's also mutter after the shechita. Ella, rather, says Rabbi Yosi, b'sar bal mum shenashar v'nicha b'chaloin, the machlokes is with the hair of bal mum that fell off while it was alive and he put it in the window, v'achach meis, and afterwards the bechar died. It wasn't shechted, but it died. But zeh akavya min ala matir, it's in this case that akavya is mekel and he allows, he says it's not a problem to benefit from it, whereas l'cham ois and l'cham aser, and that's because they're geyser. If we allow him to benefit from this hair now, then he might not shech the bechar when he's supposed to, and let it stay alive for as long as possible so that hair keeps on falling off of it and he'll be able to benefit from that. Therefore, in this situation, when it wasn't shechted, it just died, according to Chacham, the hair is asur. Now, what about the following? Hatzemer hamadovel b'bechar. We have wool which is hanging from the bechar. It's talking about wool that got detached detached from the Bechor, but it didn't actually fall off onto the ground. It got stuck inside the wall that was still connected to the animal, so it's meduvel, it's hanging, and then he shechted the Bechor, and as we had said, that once he shechts the Bechor, whatever hair or wool is attached to it is permitted. So what about this wool that had gotten detached, but was still stuck in the rest of the hair that was attached? What's the din with that? So eschu nirmen agiza, that which is seen with the giza, with that which is being shorn from the animal right now, meaning as he's shearing the animal, whatever hair looks like is just part of the regular shearing, mutter, that's permitted, because it looks like it was connected to the animal, even though it really wasn't. Vesheinu nirmen agiza, however, if it's not seen with the shearing, meaning it's obvious that this wool wasn't attached to the animal, it was already detached, it was just stuck inside, usher, then it's usher to benefit from. And moving on to Perek Dalad Mishnah Aleph, there's din that when a Bechor is born, it can't just be given to the Kohen right away. It's not mechubedek to give an animal to a Kohen that the Kohen's going to have to still deal with. He's going to have to raise it and make sure that it has sufficient food so that it could grow properly, and therefore the Yisrael has to keep it by him, and he has to raise it for a little bit until it's ready to give to the Kohen. So that's what the Mishnah tells us. Ad kam Yisrael chayav l'tal b'bechor. How long does Yisrael have to deal with and take care of this Bechor for before he gives it to the Kohen? So behemadaka, with a small animal such as a sheep or goat, ad shleishim yom, up until 30 days. Upagasav, it's a large animal like a cow, 50 days. Now Rabbi Yossi says, "Bedaka shloish chadashim." If it's a small animal, he has to deal with it for 3 months, and that's because small animals still need their mother; they have to nurse from her, and so the Yisrael has to take care of it for longer. Now let's say Amar Lei Kain B'Seichs Manzeh. The Kain tells the Yisrael, "Within this time, today, Uli, I want you to give it to me." Hariza Lo Yitnei Lo, he's not allowed to give it to him, and that's because it looks like something similar. There's an isser that a Kain is not allowed to work with the Yisrael and all of his grain and the produce that he has and not get paid for it and then take the trumas afterwards, because it looks like that he's working for the truma. And it's the same thing over here. If the kain is going to be given this animal while it's still too young, and that means the kain's going to have to deal with it and raise it and feed it and take care of it, it looks like he's receiving the bechor as payment for dealing with it, and that's not correct. He's supposed to be receiving it for free, not as a payment. However, if the animal's a balmum, which anyway it belongs to the kain and he could shecht it and eat it whenever he wants, and in this case amar loy, the kain tells him, tenli sha'aychlenu, give it to me so that I could eat it, mutters, and he could give it to him even within this time, because the kohen could shecht it right away and eat it. Now, b'shas hamikdash, at time of the base hamikdash, when the kohen's going to be shechting it as a karbon, if the animal is unblemished, amar lo, and then the kohen tells him, tenli shakrivenu, give it to me so that I could bring it as a karbon, and again, it's within this time, mutter, it's still permitted, because he could bring it as a karbon right away. Now, the Mishnah clarifies, when is a bechor supposed to be shechted? Habachar nechal shana b'shana, a bechor is supposed to be eaten within its first year of life, bein tamim, bein balmum, whether it's unblemished or if it has a mom, it doesn't make a difference. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "Lefnei Hashem teichlenu shana b'shana," and so we learn from here that it's supposed to be eaten within its first year of life. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Beis. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.